Blog Talk Radio.
Something that we think that everybody needs, but even people who would say that everybody needs it would also say that they don't need it if they don't get it. So it's one of those things that makes you act in a certain type of way when you get it, and it makes you act even worse when you don't get it. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say, Omar, with the art. This is the Daily Go Get It Mism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should on this Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. We're talking about when love is the problem. When love is the problem. What is love? What is love? It's one of those things that we say that every living thing needs love in some form. It's one of those things that we know that we need. We've been taught that we need. We've also been taught to act like we don't need it when we don't get it. So which one is it?
Does everybody and everything need love? Is everybody and everything treated better when there's love in it or when there's love a part of it? Some would say yes. As a matter of fact, most would say yes. But a lot of people would say no, you don't need love. You ain't going to die if you don't get it. You know, whenever I hear somebody talk about what, whenever I hear somebody reduce physical life to, well, reduce the importance of something based on whether you can physically live with it or without it, it always raises my eyebrows because that lets me know that there's something going on here. You know, like you don't need love. It's not like food or water. You have to have food and water to live.
Okay.
So you can live without heat because that's not food or water. Yeah, you need heat, but you can, as you can see, some people live in cold areas of the world where they don't have any heat. Even in those cold areas of the world, they still make heat. Your body physically needs heat in order to survive. But we also need cool temperatures. So we need some type of balance, just like nature provides. So how does love fit into our lives as an essential worker or an essential piece of our lives? You know, we know that there are different levels of love. And we know that love makes us do things that we don't want to do. Or so they say. Nobody really lives inside of anybody else's head to know whether they really wanted to do something or not. But love takes the blame for a whole lot of things that they may be guilty of and they may not be guilty of. I think that love often is placed on a stand to be a professional witness when they probably shouldn't be there. I did it because I loved her. I did it because I love him. We always be on the wrong side of the love. And I'm thinking of those situations where we have been unfair. And we was wondering how we got there. I spent years giving love to somebody who didn't give me none. And how can I really say that they gave me none or showed me none? I don't really know. All I know is this, I expected something, and I only got this. Didn't expect the dissing, I thought it was going to be love, affection, and kissing, and I thought we was going to build family, but the love wasn't there. How you have love without the care, but it does happen to us, word. Love is one thing, when you finally find it, you think that you got everything, it's in the single-minded, but if you don't ever get it, you will act like you don't need it. You will act like you don't need it. I don't need no love. All I need is some money. I don't need no love. All I need is some money. All I need is love. I don't need no money. Wait a minute. How did it change? I'm going to say something to all of y'all. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We take the fall for people that we love. We take the blame as long as we know that they would do the same. Because they love us and we love them. Say, you love me and I love you. But sometimes that's the problem. That's true. Because love makes us do things that we shouldn't do. Well, now there's a difference between what you did and what you shouldn't have done or what you didn't want to do. Let's get into this thing, man. Love. Love. I hear I know y'all, I reference social media a lot. It's because it's a real thing in our lives these days. It is. Social media is a real thing. You know what, and to me, I think the reality of it is that it gives us ideas. It's not that we live everything that we read on the internet. It's that we see how somebody else thinks. That's what we get a chance to do every day with social media. We get to see how other people feel and what they and the ways that people think. And we get to match that against what we think or what we know or what we do. So one thing I see on the internet a lot is I hear people talking about how somebody didn't love them. You know, I hear people talking about they only pretended to love me. They loved me. No. What is that? I saw something interesting today. I saw a meme. I saw a post that said that my ex married me not because they loved me, but because I loved them. And when I read that post, I thought to myself, like, even though this is heartfelt, even though this is one of those I need sympathy and attention types of posts, even though this is one of those this is my story posts, even though it was one of those posts that people want to say, facts, that's true. Happened to me too. Facts, that's true. Yeah, it happened to me too. I said, facts, that's true. Yeah, it happened to me too. I said, facts, that's true. Yeah, it happened to me too. I thought to myself, like, how do you know that your ex didn't love you? Now, we know that people get married sometimes because they think that they're in love, but they may not really be in love. We know that people get married because we know that people get married without knowing each other very well, but the emotions that they have for each other are pretty strong. But when I read that post and they describe their ex as being narcissistic, their narcissism made them marry me because I love them. And I don't know, man. Maybe it's true. Maybe what they wrote is true. Maybe that experience for them is true. But for some reason, it didn't sound to me like they knew for sure. Which brings us to the word love. Because for so many people, the word love requires some action. You can't just love without doing nothing. You can't just feel. You can't just feel the love. Like, evidently, to love somebody, it has to compel you to want to do something for them. Well, what if they don't need anything done for them? You can't just love and relax. But people say that no, you can't. Even if they don't ask you to do anything, you still got to do something if you love them. Nobody has everything, so you should help provide them with what they don't have if you love them. And if you don't do that, then you probably don't love them. How did that woman know that her ex did not love her? Or, like, where do you come up with something like that? Because to me, that almost sounds like reverse arrogance. No, you didn't marry me because you love me. You married me because I love you. The love that I had for you made you marry me. But you didn't care about me. You didn't love me. I'm sorry. That's kind of like the way I read it. And I might be wrong, but we only get to hear one side of the story. Most men out here are blamed with not wanting to commit. I mean, am I wrong? Men out here are said to not want to commit. They don't want to commit. So they don't want to get married. Now, like I said, without me knowing the whole story of what happened with this couple or this ex-couple or whatever, it just made me ask a lot of questions in my mind. It brought a lot of questions to my mind. But what do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about what little I've told y'all about what I read? Marrying somebody not because you love them, but because they love you. I'm not saying that it's not possible, but what do y'all think? Can somebody determine whether you love them or not? Is that for somebody else to say? What do y'all think about that? Can I honestly and correctly say that somebody loved me or didn't love me based on the way that I think love is or the way that I wanted to be loved? Like, if you don't do something my way, does it mean that you didn't do it at all? Love is one of those things. That's why the title of this show is called When Love Is the Problem. The problem is that I love you. All of this stuff that I'm doing, I don't really want to do. You know, selfish people love too. And love can get in the way of a person being selfish. It happens all the time. But one thing that seems to be consistent is that somebody is going to come along and say, no, you didn't really love. You were in love with the, you were in love with the idea. Well, who's there? Who is there to say? Who is there to say why somebody else did something? Who's to say what the motivation is for somebody else doing something? Especially if they did a good thing or a nice thing or the right thing. Like, yeah, well, you ain't do, you know, I think about something our children might say when I hear that. You know what I mean? When you know how it is when you have, when you spoiled your children rotten, and they just come out of their face and tell you what your motivation was, what you didn't do all their lives. I never had this. You did this for everybody. I never had this. You did this for everybody. You treated my brothers and sisters better than me. You treated all of my cousins and treat them better than me. You treat everybody in the life, you treat them better than me. You never did nothing for me. I raised myself. Spoiled kids say that kind of stuff all the time. You didn't raise me. I raised myself. Dad. So, did you burp yourself, feed yourself, burp yourself, change yourself, teach yourself how to walk, talk? Do you own, you know, when kids start talking that shit, you know what might be a good thing to do? Take them to their room and ask them how many things inside their room that they've paid for themselves. You know, when they start, you know, they want to talk about what you haven't done for them, what love you haven't given to them. Take them to their room. Like, let's just, you know, listen, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, youngin'. And you might be right. Maybe I didn't raise you. Maybe you did raise yourself. So let me see if raising yourself meant that you provided for yourself. Let's go to your room. Let's pick out the things inside your room that you have paid for. Let's see if there's anything in here. Phone. Nah, you ain't paid for that. That's on my bill. Sneakers. Shoes. Nope. Every last one of them came from me. You ain't got no job. I worked so you didn't have to work. Okay. That bed you sleep on, is it? Did you buy it? I know you picked it out. But did you buy it? No. TV? How about the cable that's on the TV? Or the Fire Stick or whatever? Do you pay for any utility services in here? Anything? You know, I mean, this shouldn't be a hard thing. And I see TK Wright says, did that, doesn't work. You know why it didn't work? Because the level of spoiled that they were wouldn't let it work. That's not a knock on your parenting. It's not. It's actually a offhanded, or should I say a backhanded compliment. It really is. It's a backhanded compliment. If that didn't work, it's because your parenting, your love, the things that you have provided wouldn't let it work. Because with other parents, it would work. It would easily click in. Maybe with yours, they figured, no, I can keep fighting this. I've bullshitted and deflected and misreasoned my way out of certain things before, and they let me get away with it. Why wouldn't I get away with this one? So you get blamed for not loving if you're too understanding, and you're going to get blamed for not loving if you lack understanding or compassion. You going to tell me that love ain't a problem? I think it might be. Think it might be. The Beatles said, all I need is love. All we need is love. Sounds good. But these days, we bear witness to, I mean, there might be more forms of love out here nowadays than there are weed. You know how you got so many different forms of weed, all of these different strains, all these different strains of bud. I don't even smoke, but I know that there's so many different strains of weed. But that's like love. Everybody has to have their own brand of love. And just like with different strains of weed, it gets some people higher than others. And some people appreciate the high that it gets you versus others. Like, I've heard a lot of things about these edibles, these marijuana edibles. And they say them shits, a lot of people who have messed around with edibles say, "I know, I'll never do that again. That shit is on some psychedelic. That's not weed. That's something else. I know what smoking weed feels like. That's different." Like smoking, like eating edibles. The edibles are like some, put you on some psychedelic trip, like wet, you know, angel dust or LSD, you know, the acid. Lysergic acid diethylamide. And so Jones says heartbreak is more hurtful when you're an adult because you have expectations. LL Cool J, Teenage Love Song is powerful. Teenage Love Song, you mean, I Need Love? Well, you talking about Slick Rick, Teenage Love. A Teenage Love, Don't Hurt Me Again. Don't Hurt Me Again. Emily says, my husband married me because he loved me, not because I loved him. So I understand that. You understand what? Because I was talking about, they said that their husband married them not because he loved her, but because she loved him. No, matter of fact, she said because of the way she loved him. So his arrogance, his narcissism, again, she wrote it. His narcissism made him want to marry her. So I'm like, okay. Was he like a bodybuilder or a model or something like that? Because they require constant validation. One thing about being involved with a bodybuilder, which is a model or a fashion model or whatever, they have to be told that they are the shit constantly. So you're not the type of person that can provide validation of somebody's worth and love and importance and beauty. They're probably not good people to be around. They are sick in the head. Of course, there are people who are like that who aren't bodybuilders or models, but they have that same mentality. Carol says, a lot of people confuse love with lust. And that's my question. How do we know that they're confusing love with lust? How do we know? How do we take credit for getting inside of their head? You know, just because something doesn't result in something, I'm not saying that you're wrong, Carol, but I'm saying that just because something does not result in the way that we think that they should result, does it really mean that it wasn't, that the components weren't there? Like, we've all competed in something, even if we haven't directly competed, you know, and we've all won and we've all lost. It didn't mean that we didn't try just because we didn't win. The Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018, February 4th, 2018. It wasn't that they didn't try to win before. They just hadn't won the Super Bowl. They won a lot of other things. They won a lot of games in seasons before, but they didn't win the Super Bowl. So only one team can win it every year. It doesn't mean that if you didn't win it, that you didn't play or that you didn't try. So why do we think that when it comes to love, because it doesn't result in a long-lasting union, or because we become unfulfilled after a while, why do we think that it wasn't really love, it was something else? Why are we so quick to judge when it comes to that? And I'm not saying that we might not be right. We know that people get married for the wrong reasons. But when we start talking about what love is, it's hard for us. I mean, there have been plenty of things that have happened in our lives that we have not been able to vividly explain. You know what I'm saying? Has anything ever happened to you in your life that you want to explain to somebody, but even when you explain them, even when you have a vast, large vocabulary, it can't be described with words. There's a feeling that I feel that I can't find the words to describe, but it made me feel this thing. I can't describe this feeling. I've heard people try to describe the feeling that I'm feeling, but I'm not sure that that what I'm feeling is what they were feeling, because I feel it. It's like your relationship with God. You can explain it to somebody, but you can't really explain it to somebody. You can't. You can try. And you can have people agree with what you're talking about. But they can never really know. I think love has a lot of that in it too. I'm going to explain to you that I did love that person. But then I have to explain to you how come I can't love that person the way I love them anymore. Yes, people have said that they love the person or thought that they love the person because that person was making them have orgasm after orgasm after orgasm after orgasm, fall on the floor gasm, give me some more orgasm, call me a bitch, no good stinking orgasm. You can give me this orgasm again and again and again, and I'm going to always be your friend. It makes me buy you things. It makes me spend this money. I don't give a fuck. Make me do it again, please, honey. And if you do it again and again, I'm going to make sure that I still open my mouth and bend. I don't know. Shout y'all out. Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. Stacey White, thanks for coming on through tonight. My brother, Ansel Jones. Baltimore cat girl, can't leave him alone. T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow! She about to turn it out. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Yeah, it's glad to see you here, girl. What's up, y'all? Thanks for coming on through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is a daily Go Get It Wisdom show. And we're talking about when love is the problem. When love is the problem. Who, listening to the sound of my voice, has ever started a relationship and stayed in a relationship because they love somebody, even though you knew that that relationship was bad for you to be in. Even though maybe the relationship was violent, it was emotionally toxic. It kept making you feel in ways that you didn't want to feel, but the love was there and you just couldn't, it made you go along with it. Well, we'll say that for our purposes, because we feel like we're the ones feeling love. But we'll also take that away from somebody else that seems to be, or that doesn't seem to be suffering in their love the way we might be suffering and drowning in ours. We are so quick to say that somebody doesn't love somebody or they never really love somebody. And the real problem is when we're directing that towards us. You never loved me. You ain't really loved me. You ain't loved me. You love what I could do for you. You love what I did for you. You loved me because I cooked and cleaned and had things ready for you, and I supported you and blah, 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 blah. That's what you love. You didn't love me. We say these kind of things. I don't know. I don't know if we're right. We audit a lot of love out here. We're love auditors. TK Wright says, edible, one and done. Oh, you had an edible before? Okay. And so Jones says, you had a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of. Okay. Carol says, some people marry for financial reasons above you. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. For financial reasons alone, you know, together they can do better. Oh, because they know that together they can do better. Okay. Could it be that love made them even fathom that thought? I mean, we've turned down money ventures before. Each and every one of us has. Each and every one of us probably has been faced with a way to make some money, some extra cash that we was like, nah, I'm good. I'm not trying to go to jail for that. Or I'm not trying to have people looking for me all crazy for that. Or I'm not trying to do that to somebody else in order to make that money. Or that's just not for me. That's not a good job for me. I don't want to do that. We've all turned down financial opportunities before. So those financial opportunities didn't have anything to do with love for us. We can't think that even if we are marrying somebody for money, does that mean that we don't love them in any way? I would think that if I only married somebody for money, or if I was only with somebody for money, then I don't care what they do outside of the money. If I can be that selfish, that cold, that calculated, and that opportunistic, then I don't care if you sleep around. I don't care if you disrespect me. I don't care if you come, go, lay, stay, or pray. As long as the money is coming in, that's what I do care about. But the people that I know who have married for money or gotten together with somebody for money, they also wanted some kind of control over the person that they were marrying and that they were with. There couldn't have been any love in that. You can't be possessive, controlling, manipulative, and still loving? Because I think we all know situations where somebody was consumed with love that made them still be very possessive, very controlling, very, a lot of y'all have been stalked before. One thing that people do not deny about stalkers, you never hear anybody say that a stalker didn't love them. It's kind of crazy, ain't it? And this is one of the problems with love. Now, we might reason that it wasn't the love that made them stalk. But one thing we not taking away is that the love was there. It might not have been a healthy love, not for you, not for them, not for anybody. But when somebody who is a stalker says, I love you, yeah, we be thinking like, I don't need that much love. Times like that, we be trying to get away from that love. Before the stalking, I need love. After the stalking, now I'm good. I'm good. And so Jim says, I want you to be with me forever. Then look at the calendar like, damn, do this thing in. TK Wright says, the other person could have been right, oh. She also says, love that you've never experienced before can make you afraid to lose it. But you wrote loose it. I know you can do better than that. Did you mean like, you know, to like untighten it? You loose it. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, those types of marriages are usually so they can have a secure life. They do exactly what you are saying, but it's more of an arrangement, not a marriage. Yeah. I know people who have married for what I consider to be financial reasons, but I don't know if they absolutely did not love the other person. Because you can find a way. We talk about marriage. You can find ways to get money out of somebody without marrying. Con men never marry nobody. But they find a way to get that money from people. Life savings and shit like that. All I'm saying is that I don't know if we can say that somebody does not love somebody else. We can say that they don't love somebody else the way that I think that somebody else should be loved. Like, for my money, that ain't love enough. You're coming up short. All of us probably know what it's like to be in a bad relationship when, although we may not have been abusive to the person that we were with, we knew that we were no longer in this relationship anymore. Yes, we did still love the person. Maybe we weren't in love with them anymore, but yes, we did love them. But love makes you stay when you know you shouldn't stay all the time. Pat Benatar said, love is a battlefield. Lauren Hill said, loving you is like a battle. And we both come out with scars. The X Factor. Carol, stop protecting Taki. Stop. You ain't got to protect her. I mean. Yeah, the mere fact that she fixed that statement, she don't need to be protected. When y'all start wearing helmets on your head, and riding the short bus, then I'm going to stop. Until then, real love is correct grammar. See? See how I can impose what I think, what love is on people? Real love is correct grammar. You can't love somebody and text them all emojis and shorthand stuff. How are you going to read that? If you love somebody, you want them to be able to read what you wrote. I will defend my sis, so shut it. You might. You might. But, yeah. When love is the problem. I think that there are a whole lot of people out here who think that people don't love them because they haven't fulfilled certain expectations that we have of love. But as you can clearly see, there are expectations that we have of people to love us that sometimes do not get fulfilled. But does it mean that it was never there? I don't know. Gal says, if they love you, they'll understand it. Maybe. I think love is misunderstood more than any other emotion. Oh, before we get up out of here, though. Love being an emotion or an action. With a gun to your head, which one is it? Is it a love or is it an action? Certainly the person that got the gun to your head probably doesn't love you, right? Unless they're a stalker. Is love an emotion or is it an action? Is it a verb or a noun? If it's an emotion, it's a noun. If it's an action, it's a verb. Which one is it? Because I've heard so many people say that in order to love somebody, you have to show them that you love them. D.K. Wright says both. Okay, so if it's both, can it exist without being both? Can it exist if it's only one? You know, for years, I've always had a problem with people saying that love is an action. And the reason is because if you do a whole lot of nice things for somebody, people will say, yeah, that's love right there. Only a person who loves you would do all of these things for you. But that's not true. You might spread that type of action or that type of love around. So, like, if I do a whole lot of nice things for you, but I never, ever tell you that I love you, you good with that? I mean, you good with that? Some people will say, yeah. You don't have to say it. The other person will know it. If you do things for them, they're going to know that you love them because you're not going to do that for everybody. People say it. It doesn't pass the smell test with me. But people say it all the time. I think y'all saying that showing love without ever saying love is not good enough. So, all right, the other way around. I tell you I love you. I tell you I love you. I tell you I love you. I always tell you that I love you. Every day I tell you that I love you. I tell you how much I love you, but I don't go the extra mile and show that love. I love you, but I won't provide for you. I love you, but I won't compromise for you. I love you, but I won't do this, that, and the third. Is that absence of love? Am I just saying that I love you? I mean, could it be that I love you, but I'm just stingy or selfish or lazy? No. T. Caddy Wright says, love is the emotion in addition to the action. Okay, what if it's not? That's all I want to know. What if it's not? What if it's just the emotion? We know that when we're finished, with somebody, when we're through with a situation, we'll be quick to be like, yo, I love you, but I'm through. I ain't doing nothing else for you, but I do love you. But your expiration, your expiration date for me expressing my love towards you or for you or to you has gone far past its expiration date. Maybe I feel like you've misused the love that I gave to you. You misused it, mishandled it. You've taken it for granted. You've abused it. But I do still love you. I swear to God I do. But I can't do for you like I used to do for you. No more. T.K. Wright says, but that means that they've already completed the action. They're still both alive. Nothing is completed while you're still here. There's nothing in this life that you can't do over if you're still here. Or nothing that you can't continue to do. If you love me, you keep trying. I don't know. Stacey White says, love is harmony. So you mean it's like Take Six or Boys to Men or the Force MDs? What do you mean love? In Vogue. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Well, who harmonized better than Take Six? I might not like their songs, but they harmonize their ass off. Boys to Men. Coolie High Harmonies. Who's better than Boys to Men harmonizing? Jodeci, you ain't see them harmonize. They never harmonize. Cheryl says the definition is in the mind of the beholder. And so says, the sell-by date has passed. Stacey also says, balance. T.K. Wright says, balance equals action plus emotion. You know that milk that comes from a cow is not white. I don't know if any of y'all have ever milked a cow. You know what I mean? Put your hands on the udders. Squeeze the milk out. It's clear. It's not clear. It's like opaque. It's like cloudy water. Milk is not white until it's homogenized. That's why it says homogenized milk. It's processed. They've done something to it. Homogenized milk isn't less than milk because they've added to it the same way that straight cow milk coming straight from the cow is no less milk because you haven't done anything more to it. Is it possible that love could exist without the action? Is it possible that love could be the action without the without the feeling. I'm not necessarily sure. For my money, personally, love is an emotion. So I will take some of the components that T. Carey Wright is talking about as far as it's an emotion that makes you do some things. For some people, they may have a limit on the things that they might do. For other people, they may not have the same type of limit. T. Carey Wright says, wait. Wait, he says, I have. Talk about the cow milk. He said, it's disgusting. One thing about real cow milk, it lets you know you ain't got no business drinking no milk. I'm sure that some of y'all women who have had babies, you've tasted your own titty milk. And one thing is for sure, you was wondering like, well, I get, baby, I see you like this shit, but you got you. This is all you. Don't nobody else want this shit, including me. I would not feed on me, my damn self. And you say this is good for you? Well, imagine being a cow. One thing that straight cow milk will hit you to is the fact that you do not need milk. Like, nah, I'm good. No milk for me. No, thank you. Shirley Show says, the lady said, music. If I never hear I love you now and then, that she will never breathe again. See, we have music lovers out here on this Throwback Thursday. It's Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. Carol, you never tasted, you never milked a cow, never drink. Ooh. Well, my point is, cow milk is the real milk. That white stuff that we drank when we were kids with cookies and milk and ice cream. It kind of makes you want to think. Who thought to milk a cow in the first place? Who thought it was a good idea? Who thought like, yo, look at this animal over here grazing. Let's go. Let's go milk this cow. Why not the horse? Other animals have udders after they have kids. Dogs have udders. Why the cow? All I'm saying is milk is still milk in different forms. All by itself. Milk is still milk all by itself without any extras. How is it that we need two things in order for love to exist? For our own purposes, I can see it. But I don't know, son. All right, we're going to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Rianto. Rianto, and I don't know if I'm saying her name right. It could be Rianto, Riantle. I don't know. Rianto Smith, happy birthday to you. And also my girl going all the way back to the 1985. This is my homie, Tara Blodgen, turning 51 years old today. Tara Blodgen, South Philly stand-up. And Kimba, Philly John, happy birthday to you. And comedian Home Alone, turning 43 years old today. And pretty Nicole Greer, turning 29 years old today. And Portia Zaria, well, Zaria, happy birthday to you, Portia. And also, Angela Lioness Jackson, a great supporter of the Daily Go Get a Mizzen show when we was on Facebook. Yeah, I mean, Angela ain't came over to this side. Not that I haven't seen it. Y'all seen it? I haven't seen it. But she used to be on the Facebook side every single day. But she's still one of us. 53 years old today. And also, Quan Siegel. Happy birthday to you, Quan. And Angelique Burbage. Angelique Burbage turning 34 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And my girl going all the way back to the 1982. Nichelle Jamani. Nichelle Jamani. Happy birthday to you, Nichelle. And last but certainly not least, the former owner and operator of Music Box Records over there at 27th and Gerard, Olivia Davis. My girl, Olivia. Olivia, where's your will? Lost and turned out, don't buy that man. No Seville, lost and turned out. Olivia is a good friend of mine, and her husband Jimmy. Miss y'all, miss y'all. Good to see you, and I miss y'all. All right, I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. Man, I'm gonna do it like this. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And this goes out to all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious August 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, love, man. Love, you know, so many people have used your name in vain. Love, I mean, who's to say who loves who and how they should love somebody else? Of course, if somebody isn't loving us the way that we want to be loved, the way that we need to be loved, the way that we require, we have to do something about it. But when the smoke clears and the breakup happens, it doesn't necessarily always mean that the love was never there. When we start telling somebody else how they feel, for me, I think that it shows a certain amount of arrogance. I don't really know. I can't really say for certain how anybody else feels. I can definitely tell you about what you've done, and I can say that what you did was either good or bad for me or for someone else. However, one thing I do know about love and understand about love is that it's a very personal thing. You may feel it without doing anything. You may do it without feeling anything or without feeling as much. But we all need it in some way, fashion, form. And we didn't spend a whole lot of time on this about when we have dealt with people who never received love. Love is one of those things that can make you feel like you are starving, but it's also one of those things that will make you feel like you're starving, but will make you act like you don't even need food. I know, I recognize that all other living things need food, but I don't. That's how love makes people act. So people who have never been loved in their lives they are actually sad for us to witness. They're hard for us to bear witness to without shaking our heads, without feeling bad for them. We want and wish that everybody felt love, got love, received love. But the best we can do is to give them love ourselves. We can't make somebody else love them outside of our presence. We have no power, baby. We have no power. But I would encourage you to use all the power of love that you have for the ones that you do love, the ones or the one. Because what you give out, you're going to hopefully receive. But I can't guarantee that. Unfortunately. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow. And y'all know that tomorrow is my day. Birthday's coming through. It's going to be all right. It's going to be a good thing. It's going to be okay. All I got to do is live another day. You know how people be like, if the Lord sees fit for me to live and to see this 52nd birthday, well, then we will convene tomorrow and get down like that. But if something crazy should happen tomorrow and I don't do the show tomorrow, and that hardly ever happens, but I'm saying you never know. Just know, I'll be back at you. Be back, yo. And word is, yeah. Love is love, baby. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you up out of here.